In the previous episode, I talked about LinkedIn and how you can use it to your advantage, but also how you can make some serious mistakes using it. Today, I want to focus on top three things that can mess up your business simply because you've neglected it or you don't understand it. They're all online tools, and we talk about them today. This is Your Favorite Media. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be right back. I would be nothing without our sponsors. I want to take a moment to thank yourfavoritemedia.com, Santa Teresa Children's Night Clinic, P3 Physical Therapy, Alex Neal, probate lawyer, and El Paso Legends Baseball Academy. These are all great businesses that you can trust in the El Paso area, and they help me do what I do. Thanks so much for listening. Your Favorite Media. As a small business owner, you are probably doing 23 million things a day, if not weekly, right? And so there are certain tools that you need to focus on for your online presence that are super important and they're inexpensive. We're going to get into them right now. I know people want to do this like American Idol thing where for podcasts, you try to get people to listen for a lengthier amount of time. And so you waste time and you make more money as you do that. I just want to jump in and say, let's talk about WordPress, because the top three things that people don't do appropriately, correctly, the right way, whatever you want to say, is including WordPress. And that's because most people use WordPress for their website. It's an inexpensive way to do it, super easy to make updates on it. And so let's get right into the content. First of all, if you have a WordPress site and you've installed too many plugins, you're going to make your website load much more slowly. And sometimes you think, well, this is great because your browser has your website recorded in the cache. That just means that you've been to your website before using your computer, using your browser, such as Chrome or Safari. And so your computer has memorized what your site looks like. And so you load it very quickly. But your clients may not have that experience. They may be clicking for the first time on your website after doing a Google search, and it takes forever for the little guy in the middle to spin and spin and spin, and then it starts to load. Part of the reason this is because you've installed too many plugins. Now, you just need to wisely choose the plugin that you install and be sure to uninstall the other plugins that are not in use, because even if you just have them unactivated, it's still going to bog down your website. So funny, you just heard an email come through from somebody that's asking about WordPress plugins. How serendipitous. So another thing that most people do without realizing is they forget to back up their site. And here's the number one reason why you need to back up your site. It's vulnerabilities, security vulnerabilities. For whatever reason, we have China, Russia, and just some teenagers here in the United States that are trying to break into websites all over the world. If you have WordPress vulnerabilities, the likelihood of that happening, especially if you're not doing your plugin updates, is very high. And when that happens, it's easy to fix. You just have to have a backup for your website. Now, how do you do that? Some hosting companies like WP Engine provide daily automatic WordPress backups, so you don't have to worry about doing it yourself. Also, there's plenty of ways to back up your website. There's several plugins. If you have any questions, email me directly at yourfavoritekid@gmail.com. That's yourfavoritekid@gmail.com. Okay. That's all for the WordPress thing. as far as like things that you need to know about. Of course, if you're not optimizing your content for SEO, or you're not changing default permalink structures, or changing a posted URL, and doing your plugin updates religiously, those are other things that can mess with your business in more ways than one with regard to your digital presence. But we're not going to get into those. You can email me at yourfavoritekid@gmail.com. Happy to answer questions. All right, moving on. We are going to do number two when we come back. Thanks so much for listening. This is Your Favorite Media. One of my least favorite things about podcasts is that they recap every single segment when they come back from break. So I'm not going to do that, but let's slide into number three, what you should be using as a customer service tool for your clients, past and present. And that is an email newsletter. I know you probably thought I was going to say something social media oriented, but look, this is how it ties in. You send your clients a newsletter that promotes a new offer for the upcoming quarter that brings old clients in. You also include mention of a referral program, thanking your clients for trusting you with their friend's business. And lastly, you're going to make a couple of easy click links to your Facebook page, your Google reviews, and your Bing Business Place. Yes, Bing also has something similar to Google My Business Dashboard. If you need help, reach out at yourfavoritekid@gmail.com, and I am happy to take you through how to do that. But the newsletter is awesome because it's non-invasive in a way that if someone wants to read your newsletter, they will. And if they don't, they don't have to. But your click-through rates and looking at what people are clicking on will help you develop a stronger newsletter each quarter that you send it. And now you don't have to spend money on a tool for this. You can go to MailChimp and set up a free account with them. There's also Constant Contact. I think they have a trial. I don't get any money from either of these mentions. I just use them for my clients. In particular, MailChimp is my favorite. So if you need help with any of these three online tools, if you have a question about strategy, please reach out to us at yourfavoritekid@gmail.com. You'll be talking with me directly. My name is Monica. Thanks so much for listening. Happy holidays, and I'm wishing you much, much success in the new year. Take care.